Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Liz Lynch is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Liz is a new friend of ours. She's a brand new member of our Brain Trust, and she's a networking expert. She's the author of 102 Secrets to Smarter Networking. She's the founder of the Center for Networking Excellence. She's the author of a brand new book called Smart Networking, Attract a Following in Person and Online. And as I say, she's our new friend, Liz Lynch. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Liz, let's talk about networking. One of the things that I've been saying to my audience, my small business audience, with the economy and the condition it's in, I've been telling them that their goal for 2009 is obviously to do as well as you can, but basically I've been saying that it's okay to feel like if you survived 2009 that you had a good year. I've used the term win by surviving. And yeah. one of the ways I think people are going to survive, and one of the tools I think they're going to use to survive and maybe even thrive, is networking, and which is the opposite of what people tend to do, which is to become cavemen at this time, like this. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think in times of economic uncertainty like we have now, your network is more important than ever. You know, many companies are halting spending and postponing decisions, but there are other companies out there who are growing and are hiring and have money to spend. And your network is really the people who are going to help you connect to those opportunities. And then as well, your network is really a support system for you too. You know, if you need to find advice, if you need to get inspiration, they're there for that too. So having a strong network is so critical.
Well, I like what you said there. It's what I've been saying for a long time now, and that is somebody is buying something from someone somewhere right now.
Exactly.
It might as well be you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just had a couple of months ago had a friend who was doing actually hiring for his small business. He was hiring for like 3 or 4 new positions. And, instead of going to a headhunter, he actually just passed around a job posting to his LinkedIn contacts, and he found people that way. So there are people who are spending money, and they're relying on their networks to, help them find those vendors and those new employees.
You mentioned LinkedIn. Talk to us about how the online social media applications and communities, how they've changed the face of networking.
Well, it's so great today because we live in a world where, face-to-face is still very important, right? People love to have that human connection. But now we have these tools like blogging and LinkedIn where you can connect with people all over the world. And what's great about a place like LinkedIn is you could do so much research. So, for example, you can, if there are specific companies you're interested in doing work for, you can see who you might know who has a connection into those companies and do some preliminary research and find out if they're hiring or what their plans are, if they are expanding their businesses. And so it's a great site to be able to go and find people who know about the companies that you're interested in doing business with.
Well, and for small business owners, when you think about, need to hire an employee or you need to find out if somebody knows something that could help you do some research on something, you can use those for that.
Absolutely.
But, you're sitting there in your little flyover town, flyover America town, and you need something, you need some information, you need to contact, you need some business, and you're thinking, and I've done this myself, you're thinking, somewhere out there in the world is a perfect fit for me, whatever the issue may be.
Yes.
And for all those years, you never met you. You know, it was almost impossible to find that person somewhere out there. But now it's a lot easier, isn't it?
It is, and you know, it got easier a little bit, you know, 10 years ago when companies started to have websites, and
right.
you know, you can go and you can find people and get a little bit of information about them. But it's even better. There is so much more information on LinkedIn, and actually, if you can find a mutual connection, that's another great place. You know, it actually helps you find who you might be connected to. So you can even get introduced to that person by a mutual friend,
mm-hmm.
and that can even be a lot better.
Now, those type of the Facebook, LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
Twitter, and those kinds of things, those are good, especially for individuals. But what about networking for a business, for a small business? What's your advice?
You know, I think that it's still important, you know, because at the end of the day, we do, you know, people do business with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as we do business with companies, you know, at the end of the day, we decide to work with a company because of the salesperson that we know, or because we know the small business owner and we've grown to know, like, and trust them. So I think getting to know people on an individual basis through a LinkedIn or a Facebook can actually, you know, help you win more business.
You know, if you're a business owner and you have an opportunity to do some networking and you actually get up the gumption to go, get out of your cave and you go, if the economy's been off for you, if the recession is hitting you a little harder than you'd like for it to, you even if you go to this networking event, you're not doing yourself any good if you don't go with the right attitude, are you?
Oh, yeah, attitude is everything. And, you know, it's one of the first things I talk about in the book is the whole mindset of networking, kind of understanding what it is, what it takes to succeed. Is a lot of it is in the mind. You know, I can teach you all the techniques of what to say to someone when you first meet them, but if you don't go in with the right mindset of I'm going to build a relationship, not try to have a transaction, it's going to make a big difference in how you come across. So your attitude of how optimistic you are, how you think about the relationship is going to be very important.
Well, you know, and if someone says, how's business? You know, you may want to say, if business isn't great, you may want to say, well, it's been better, but you know what? I'm working hard. I'm going to fix this, or have some kind of
yes.
a positive response. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's always great. A friend of mine has a favorite line. He's like, you know, business is good, but I could always use more.
Yeah.
So.
Well said. Hold on to that thought,
okay.
Liz. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Liz Lynch is our guest, and her last name is spelled with a Y, L-Y-N-C-H. Her new book is called Smart Networking, and it's available wherever books are sold. She and I will be back right after these messages with some more tips on networking. Stay with us. Little Pro Call here, I'm bringing us back. A Whiter Shade of Pale. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you for listening wherever you are across North America, listening on the radio, wherever you are around the world, listening on the internet. Thank you very much for that. And those of you who are listening over subspace frequency, waiting on the mothership to beam you back, go ahead and get back on your meds and keep listening. Thank you for being part of our day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. AskJim.biz, that's our knowledge base, and my blog is jimsblog.biz. Of course, if you just go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find everything there. You can link to the blog, link to the knowledge base, and you can also subscribe to my free newsletter. Check it out. I hope you will, because it will send to you by email every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. It's always a pleasure to introduce you to new people like our new friend Liz Lynch, who's going to become a valuable member of our brain trust, I can already tell. She's the author of Smart Networking. She's a networking expert. Liz, tell us how we can find you online, please.
Yes, you can go to my website at networkingexcellence.com.
All right, so check that out. They can find out more about your book there, too, can't they?
Yes, absolutely.
And where is it available? I'm sure it's wherever fine books are sold, right?
Yes, it should be in bookstores as well as Amazon.com and, you know, and BarnesandNoble.com, all those different places.
One of the things, we're talking about networking, folks, and one of the things, Liz, that's so exciting to me about networking is you never know, as Robert Frost said in one of his famous poems,
mm-hmm.
as way leads on to way,
mm-hmm.
you never know when someone you met a day ago or 10 years ago or 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when that person is going to pop back up into your life with some kind of an opportunity. It's an exciting thing, and it's one of the advantages of living a little bit longer, Liz.
That's so true.
You accumulate those experiences. So I guess my point is, never miss an opportunity to connect with someone.
Yes, it's you know, the biggest clients I've gotten have all come by accidents almost. You know, I think a client I worked with for 2 years, I actually got that client. I was sitting, actually, my husband and I were at a friend's house in the country having dinner with them, and they were asking me about my business, and I was talking to them about a few projects that I was working on. And they said, oh, you know what? You might be able to help our friend David. He just took a big job at this big media company, and he needs a lot of help. And I said, oh, great, okay. And, you know, they made the introduction, and I got the business, and I worked with that company for 2 years. And so you just never know. You could be sitting in someone's backyard.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, networking is what I call staying on the pavement. When I was selling on commission many, many, actually decades ago, you know, if I didn't feel like working that day, if it was pouring down rain or whatever was going on, I still got up and put my suit on and went out into the marketplace. Even if I was going to be lazy that day, I still was in the marketplace. And it was amazing to me how many leads I got just because I didn't stay home, because I got up and left my cave and went out into the marketplace and said to the marketplace, here I am, what's going on?
Exactly. I'm not sure if it was Woody Allen who said that, you know, 80% of success is showing up.
He did. I love that line. It's the truth, isn't it?
It is, especially for, you know, for us small business owners, because, you know, we don't have huge advertising budgets. You know, we're, you know, like a lot of us aren't household names yet. And so, you know, getting out there and getting ourselves known is a matter of kind of working the pavement and, you know, and just being around a lot of different people in a lot of, you know, different places.
Well, and you don't have to be a glad hander to be a successful network either, do you? I mean, you know, I'm the kind of guy, Liz, I walk up and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" But you know, everybody doesn't have to do that though, right?
You know, I bet that gets a laugh, and that actually kind of warms people up to you, because I'm sure they know that you're kidding, right? So.
What? but no, I will say this, and I know this works. Because it works for me, if you can show people that you're willing to have fun,
yes,
and if you can show people you're willing to even to have fun, maybe even at your own expense,
yes,
that makes people want to hang around with you, doesn't it?
It does, you know, because we tend to do business with people we know, like, and trust, and, you know, that takes time. So what's going to make people want to stick around long enough to get to like and trust you? And part of it is, you know, if they just like to be around you, if you have, you know, like a positive spirit, if you have a sense of humor, that helps a lot.
Well, you know, and you meet these people at these networking events or wherever you may be, and they take themselves so seriously.
Oh, I know.
And you know what? They're the funniest people at the whole thing, though. I laugh at them. You know, and you almost want to start laughing. They say, "What are you laughing at?" Well, you're funny.
I know.
Tell them, you know, how funny they are.
Exactly. I know they need to lighten up. Exactly.
Funny. So what do you give us? We got a minute or so. What are your last thoughts? Last tips for doing a better job of networking, especially in a challenging economy.
Yeah, and you know, I think what happens is when you open yourself up to just meeting people and getting to know them, right? Not having any expectation of what they can do for you, but get a sense for what they can do, because you just never know if they can help someone else in your network, if there's something that you can help them with, and then a relationship starts to happen, and over time, those opportunities will build up in your business, and you'll go a lot further.
The best thing I've ever learned to do when trying to network is to ask this question. What can I do to help you?
Exactly.
That's an amazing icebreaker, isn't it?
It surprises people. It almost takes them off guard.
It
They're
does.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. And it gives them the sense that you care about them, and that's really important to building the relationship.
That's exactly right. It's a magic question. Hey, Liz, give us that website again, please.
Yes, it's networkingexcellence.com, and the book is called Smart Networking.
Hey, Liz, thanks for being here. Happy holidays, and thanks. Will you come back another day?
I would love to.
We'll have a good time then, too. Thanks, Liz. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Okay, take care.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.